Dear Beth, we'll try to scratch you a few pages, though I ought to be studying for my lessons for tomorrow.
Catherine Rowland writes to her older sister Bertha, circa 1906.
We had a great time in Normal yesterday, as you probably saw in today's pantograph.
This is McHistory. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Today with Amelia Hill of the McLean County Museum of History and museum librarian and archivist Bill Kemp.
Catherine at that time is going to Illinois State Normal University taking classes, so she's writing her sister in nearby Lexington.
The Bloomington High and the Wesleyan kids came down here and did everything imaginable. Broke right into classrooms when classes were in session and just took possession of everything. Gave their yells, wrote on the board, slandered everybody.
It was obviously a wild affair, but we need to remember that these types of hijinks or antics were quite common back then. There was an intense rivalry between Illinois State Normal University and Illinois Wesleyan University at the time. They were in the same athletic conference. Going into classrooms, making a ruckus, shouting things at professors, that was not uncommon.
In the gym, they climbed out of the window and tried hard to plant their colors on our flagstaff. But one of the normal boys, Frank Westoff, skinned up the spouting on the outside and prevented them. When they came in our classroom and cut a long rubber tube, which is sometimes used, Miss Patterson caught hold of one of the boys and shook him good.
Athletic teams at both universities would sometimes lean on Bloomington High School for athletes to fill rosters, even though those students weren't enrolled in school. So there was a much greater mix between the universities. And ISNU, Illinois State Normal University at the time, was a much smaller institution comparable in size to Illinois Wesleyan, although the majority of students at ISNU were preparing to become teachers, while IWU, a lot of those people were more professionally oriented. IWU at the time had a law school.
When Felmley appeared on the scene, they jeered at him and gave more yells. Some of the boys came to blows, and Felmley slapped several of them to make them behave. He wanted the boys to be good so they could take up the case.
How unusual was it for a university president to take physical action against students?
I'm not aware of any other time where Felmley assaulted, if you will, students from Wesleyan or Bloomington High School or otherwise. Today, obviously, if the president of ISU slapped a student, that would be regional, if not national, news. But this type of behavior was much more common. I think tensions might have gotten a little hot and then quickly dissipated. So this incident certainly doesn't show up in any of the standard ISU history, so it was probably all but forgotten.
About 10 o'clock, they left the campus and boarded the streetcar at the south side of it and wouldn't pay any fare. They even crawled on top of the car. When they refused to pay, the men on the car got after them and used such weapons as they could find, whacked them right and left, so they could do nothing but get off.
We have to remember college life in the late 19th, early 20th century. Organizations were much stronger. You look at ISNU, you had the Wrightonians and the Philadelphia Society, two literary groups, fraternities and sororities. There were none. So very collegial, very club-like, a lot of time for preparing elaborate pranks and hijinks and raiding campuses. This kind of thing has kind of disappeared from Bloomington Normal.
Mrs. Reese trimmed my hat last night, and today is trimming hers. It was lovely of her to do mine, and it looks fine. Black trimmings with pink roses and their foliage. While I'm writing, I saw four hay racks having a shaw of mules hitched to them and leading another shaw go by. 16 mules, an unusual sight. Friday is field day, and I would like so much for you and Howell to come down. You could come on the noon train, and if you couldn't possibly stay any longer, could go home that night. Wear your best bib and tucker, bring Howell and come. If I was sure of you, I could meet you. If Mother has finished that pair of ruffled umbrellas, bring them along.
Amelia Hill reading and Bill Kemp talking about a letter from university student Catherine Rowland to her sister Bertha in Lexington, Illinois, circa 1906. McHistory is a co-production of WGLT and the McLean County Museum of History. For more on museum programs and exhibits, go to mchistory.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker, WGLT News.
This is all I think of now. Good night. Tell all hello. As ever.